Apple unveils iOS 27 with a smarter Siri as Tim Cook steps down. At WWDC, Apple unveils the iOS 27 update and a reimagined Siri AI that now has a dedicated app, can interact with the display, and perform tasks like web searches and managing personal data. It positions Siri AI as a stronger rival to Android in the AI era. The event also marks Tim Cook stepping down as chief executive, with John Ternus set to lead in September. The article examines what these changes mean for users, privacy, and how Apple will run its devices with on-device AI across its lineup. Apple unveils the next iOS with Siri AI and a dedicated Siri app. Siri AI runs across iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Vision Pro with on-device processing to protect privacy. Siri AI can search the web, summarize, generate images and content, and carry long conversations across devices. AI features expand to Safari and messages with voice actions and screen-based tasks. Tim Cook steps down as CEO, John Ternus to lead starting in September. Apple unveils iOS 27 and Siri AI at WWDC, signals leadership transition. Apple used its annual developer conference to reveal iOS 27 and a reimagined virtual assistant named Siri AI. The presentation also signaled a leadership shift, with Tim Cook stepping down as chief executive and John Ternus slated to take over in September. The company framed the move as part of a broader push to blend AI capabilities with strong privacy protections. Key announcements and leadership change. Apple used its annual developer conference to reveal iOS 27 and a reimagined virtual assistant named Siri AI. The presentation also signaled a leadership shift, with Tim Cook stepping down as chief executive and John Ternus slated to take over in September. The company framed the move as part of a broader push to blend AI capabilities with strong privacy protections. Siri AI, app context, and privacy. The updated assistant includes an independent app and extended on-screen interaction. It is designed to perform tasks such as web searches and organizing personal data, competing with newer Android-era AI advances. Apple emphasizes that the underlying AI runs both on the device and in privacy-preserving servers to address privacy concerns, adopting a private cloud approach rather than sending all data to the cloud. The system can understand the context within the phone to tailor searches and suggestions, and it can produce longer, more conversational responses rather than short replies. Cross-device integration and platform-wide reach. Siri AI will be available across Apple's hardware ecosystem, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Vision Pro. Apple highlighted that conversations can begin on one device and continue on another, signaling a seamless cross-device experience. The assistant is integrated with the broader software stack to perform tasks by analyzing open windows and on-screen content, and it can pull information from messages, emails, and stored files to carry out actions. Web, image, and extension capabilities. Beyond standard queries, Siri AI can generate images and content, summarize information, and analyze documents. The assistant can use personal data to complete tasks and access content stored on the device, replacing traditional search features in some areas. Apple also announced new browser capabilities, voice-enabled extensions for Safari that allow natural language commands and on-device AI processing to maintain privacy. For instance, Safari can monitor a web page for a change like a product restock and notify the user automatically. Shortcuts were updated to support natural language creation, a move Apple described as part of a broader shift toward more accessible AI tooling. The company framed these tools as part of an era labeled vibe coding, where users can program more easily without deep technical knowledge. Photos, image playground, and usage limits. The Photos app received several upgrades. New options improve object removal and image extension, and spatial reframing lets users adjust perspective after capture. The image playground feature was refreshed with newer AI models, but Apple indicated some image generation features will have daily limits due to high compute needs. Access to these capabilities will be tied to iCloud plans, and some features will require newer hardware. Mac updates and the Golden Gate era. Apple dedicated a portion of the keynote to macOS, unveiling the next generation under the codename Golden Gate. Visual updates include a refined glass-like aesthetic and a configurable transparency setting to address user feedback. The update aims to modernize the Mac interface while preserving familiar workflows. Health and parental control enhancements. The company announced health-related features, including notifications targeted at perimenopause, expanding the system's wellness capabilities. Parental controls received significant upgrades, a child account creation path with safeguards, adult content blocking and age restrictions in the App Store, and a parental menu to decide which apps children may install. A new Ask to Browse feature will require parental approval for kids to visit specific websites. The controls extend to third-party communications, and there are safeguards to detect potentially unsafe content in shared images and live FaceTime calls. Parents can set time limits on app categories, games, social media, entertainment, and schedule when certain apps are allowed, enabling weekend-only restrictions for games, for example. Availability, language support, and regional rollout. The new iOS 27/AI features will be released in phases. A beta version is already available to developers, with a public rollout planned for September. Initially, Siri AI will launch in English, with other languages to follow later. Some features will not appear in the European Union and China at first due to regulatory considerations. Certain advanced AI features require newer iPhone hardware, such as the iPhone 15 Pro, and may be tied to higher-tier iCloud subscriptions. Conclusion: Apple's WWDC revelations position iOS 27 and Siri AI as a central pillar of its platform strategy, leveraging on-device processing and a private cloud approach to deliver strong privacy protections while expanding capabilities. Siri AI now includes a dedicated app and deep cross-device orchestration across the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Vision Pro, enabling web search, summarization, content generation, and long, natural conversations. The integration extends to Safari and Messages, with voice actions and screen-based tasks that underscore a more proactive, context-aware assistant. The ecosystem enhancements cover Photos improvements, the image playground, and expanded health and parental controls, broadening wellness and safety features for families. A phased rollout acknowledges hardware requirements and regulatory nuances, with some features tied to newer devices and higher-tier iCloud plans. The leadership transition, Tim Cook stepping down and John Ternus set to lead in September, introduces a period of continuity, envisioned under new executive stewardship. Collectively, these developments reinforce Apple's aim to blend advanced AI with robust privacy protections, shaping how users interact with their devices and how the company will govern its AI-powered ecosystem going forward. Frequently asked questions: what is iOS 27 and what makes Siri AI different? iOS 27 is the new iPhone operating system. Siri AI is a smarter assistant with a dedicated app and longer, more natural responses. When will iOS 27 and Siri AI be available? The beta is out now. The public release is in September. Some features work only on iPhone 15 Pro or newer, and initial availability may skip Europe and China. Who is stepping down and who will lead next? Tim Cook is stepping down as CEO. John Ternus will become CEO in September. What new abilities does Siri AI bring? It can search the web, generate content, summarize, analyze files, and use personal data to finish tasks. It works across devices and has a dedicated app. How is privacy protected with Siri AI? Models run on the device and in private clouds. Data isn't shared with third parties. Apple emphasizes privacy and on-device processing where possible.